This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The respected ulama, brothers, sisters, youngsters, elders, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Have you ever seen a small baby when it's born? You were all there, or should we say we were all there once upon a time. You see the baby, how much it's need of assistance. It is totally dependent on other people. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates a person. Why? Because He wants him to remember his origins. He can't turn by himself. He wets his nappy. He does number two in his nappy. And he can't clean himself until his mother comes and takes that nappy off. He wants to drink. He's hungry. And he can't move or drink until his mother feeds him. And then after a while, that same little baby becomes older and older. And then he starts thinking that he's something special. And then he forgets his origins. And he starts to think that he is it. He is the man. Forgetting his origins. And the older that he gets, the more independent that he regards himself. And when he starts going to the gym and pumping some iron, and he starts taking horse growth hormones, so he bloats, then after a while he thinks that he is something really special. And come summer, a day like this, you won't find him here, illa mashallah, he's on the street with his t-shirt on. And then a time comes that very same person becomes old, and he becomes bent-backed. If he reaches that age, and he walks with a stick, and when he wakes up in the morning, all his bones hurt. All those bones hurt. And then a time comes that he becomes ill, sick, and he can't move without assistance again. Why? Because Allah made him dependent, then Allah made him independent, and then an age came that Allah made him dependent again. And then he lies upon his bed and he can't move. And Malik al-Maut is sitting upon his head. And it is waiting to take out his ruh, his soul. It's waiting. He sees it. Nobody around him sees it. And he sees the reality. You know, the other day I was speaking to somebody who was really seriously ill. I went to meet them in hospital. And they thought they were going to pass away. But alhamdulillah, Allah gave him recovery. And you know what he said to me? He goes, Maulana, it's not easy dying. It's not easy to die. But the reality is that everybody here, me, you, and the millions who came before us, came and they left this dunya. If you go into the graveyard, and this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you should go to the graveyard and you should visit the graveyard. Because it reminds you of death. Look at the tombstones. It will say 1835. 1825. It shows that these people spend more time in the grave. Under the grave. Under the earth than upon it. And then a time comes. He's lying in his bed. And he sees Malik al-Maut. And if Allah gives him, if he's been a good person in his life, Allah gives him the tawfiq to recite the kalima. And if not, then he leaves this dunya. And that very same person, now they give him a bath. He can't bathe himself anymore. They give him a bath. And the water shouldn't be too hot, or nor should it be too cold. Because he feels it. And then that person Imagine it. Imagine it. Because it's going to happen to every single one of us. But sometimes we get so deluded with this dunya, we forget. A time comes, they dig a ditch 6 feet deep. And they put you in it. And then they put the sand over you. And you are all by yourself. Imagine it. Because as I said, it's going to happen to every single person. And then the only thing which will remain with you in that grave is your good actions. The only thing. Your muscles, your money, your car, your house, your friends, your children. Everything will remain behind. And the Prophet ﷺ said, only one thing will remain with him. And that is his good actions. And if you have good actions, they will save you. And the Prophet ﷺ said that the grave is rawdha min riyad al-jannah, is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. When a person is placed in the grave says to that person, out of all the people walking on the face of this earth, you were the most beloved to me. And now you have come to me, you will see how I deal with you, how I encounter you. And it opens up as far as the eyes can see. And windows into Jannah open. And then there will be the other person who lived his life. Because you either go to Jannah or you either go to Jahannam. Who had lived his life. But he did whatever he wanted. He womanized, he whined and dined. And he actually believed that he's going to kick 50. And when he kicks 50, he's going to grow a beard and do hajj and go to the masjid. But there's no guarantee. There is no guarantee. And he is put in his grave all by himself. Nobody with him. And the grave will say to him, out of all the people walking on the face of this earth, you were the most despised in my eyes. You were the most despicable in my eyes. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, it will squeeze him. It will squeeze him. And then the Prophet ﷺ thrusted his fingers in one into the other. And he said his ribs will go into each other like this. This is how it will squeeze. And the only thing which will suffice and safeguard you on that day is your actions. There was a Sahabi radiallahu anhu. And look at this Sahabi's virtues. This was a Sahabi called Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. When he passed away, he was known amongst the Ansaris as the Abu Bakr of the people of Medina. Every time the Prophet ﷺ called him like Abu Bakr replied, he would reply. And when he passed away, his janazah was very light, very light. And the mushrikeen and the munafiqeen began to say, his janazah is light due to the reason that he had no weight by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no. So that's not the reason. The reason was that because 70,000 angels descended from the heavens to carry his janazah. And when he passed away, the narration mentioned that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam descended upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, O Messenger of Allah, who has passed away? For whom the doors of Jannah have opened. وَإِحْتَجْضَ أَرْشُ الرَّحْمَانِ. And the arsh of Allah has begun to shake. And the Prophet ﷺ ran and he found Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu had passed away. When they were burying Sa'd, this Sahabi who upon his demise, the arsh of Allah began to shake. The doors of Jannah opened. The Sadiq of the Ansar, the Prophet ﷺ was standing on the grave. And all of a sudden he said, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar thrice. And the Sahaba said it behind him. And then he said, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah thrice. And the Sahaba said it behind him. And the Sahaba said, what's wrong, O Messenger of Allah? And the Prophet ﷺ's complexion changed. He went red. And the Prophet ﷺ said, the grave was about to squeeze Sa'd. But if there was anybody that he will not squeeze, it is Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And this is why Usman, when he would go past the grave, he would cry, he would stand by the grave and he would cry, because he would say, this is the first stage. If you pass this, you pass the rest. And if you fail here, then there is nobody to help you. And we get deluded, really, all of us, we get deluded by our surroundings. We believe that we're never gonna die. And the Sahaba had reached a stage like Mu'adh ibn Jabal. The Prophet ﷺ asked him, كيف أصبحت يا معاذ? How have you encountered this morning, O Mu'adh? And Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, مؤمنا حقا, as a true believer. And the Prophet ﷺ said, لكل قول حقيقة, for every statement there is a dalil, a reality. Why do you believe that you are a true believer? And he said, because there has never been a morning that I've encountered believing that I will reach the evening. And never been an evening that I believed that I will live to the morning. And then he said something really exemplifies the iman of these people. He said, I have never taken a step believing that I will take the second. This was the reality of iman in these people's hearts. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a person dies, then you will be in your grave, and then Israfil will blow the trumpet. Everybody will come. And you know what that day is? I know some Maulana spoke about the Day of Judgment. I don't know what he spoke about, so if it's repetitive, excuse me. But I want to more dwell on the lessons we can derive rather than telling you stories, because we all love stories, especially if we don't have to do anything after. It makes us feel good. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that on that day, people on the Day of Judgment, the sun will be at the distance of a mile. The floor will be made out of steel, and people will be drowning in their own sweat according to their evil actions. Some will be up to their ankles, some to their knees, some to their hips, some to their necks, and some will be drowning in their own sweat, totally drowned in their own sweat. Can you imagine the sun at a mile's distance, and everybody will be naked on that day, but nobody will have time to look at the body of anybody else. Nobody. And the Prophet ﷺ said that a person, when we become independent and we think we are something special. But the Prophet ﷺ said, when man will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be like a buzzard. You know what a buzzard is? Have you ever seen a calf when it's born and it tries to stand up and it falls down again, and then it stands up and it falls down again? The Prophet ﷺ said, when man will come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment to give account for his actions, he will be like a buzzard. His legs won't be able to hold him. He will try to stand and he will drop. And then he will stand again and he will drop. And he will stand like a little calf. And he will do this. And he will do it again and again. And really, look how often we delude ourselves, believing that we are something special. But on that day, every man will know how special he is. The biggest gangsters, the biggest drug dealers, the biggest macho men, the bouncers will know their reality. Their reality. They will know. Oh, man, when he will see his actions on the Day of Judgment, the Prophet ﷺ, his evil actions, he will cry. He will cry until his tears dry up. Tears dry up. And he will have no tears left. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, he will still cry, but he will cry tears of blood. When he will see the reality. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ defined it as what? Yawmul Hasra. A day where man will have remorse. He will have remorse. Why didn't I spend my life in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that will be the final day. You will go Jannah and you will go to Jahannam. And then death will never befall a person after that day. Death will be finished. Allah will bring death in the form of a sheep, a black sheep. And And the people who have gone into Jannah will be in Jannah. And the people who are going into Jahannam, and they will go into Jahannam. And then this is death. The black sheep is death. And Allah will have the black sheep slaughtered. Meaning death has been slaughtered. After today there is no death. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi, and then Allah will call out to the people of Jannah, and he will say, Ya Ahlul Jannah, Hulud, Fala Maut. He will say, O people of Jannah, eternity. That's eternity. You will go into Jannah. And then he will turn to the people of Jahannam. Can you imagine that day? May Allah make us all from the people of Jannah. He will turn to the people of Jahannam. And he will say, O people of Jahannam, eternity. His death has been finished. And then Allah will call Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will ask Jibreel. He said, who is still alive? And he will give the name of him, Mikael Israfil, and Hamlatul Arsh. And he will say, oh, you Allah, but no death falls upon you. And Israel, Malikul Maut, and Malikul Maut, according to some narrations, will take the life of Jibreel and Mikael. And then Allah will call Israel, the angel of death. And he will ask him, who is left now? And he will say, Israfil and Hamlatul Arsh, and you Allah, but death doesn't befall upon you. And Allah will say, take the life of Israfil. And the life of Israfil will be taken. And then Allah will call him again. And he will say, who is alive? And he will say, those angels who are carrying the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hamlatul Arsh. And Allah will say, take them as well. And then it will only be Allah and Israel, the angel of death. And then Allah will give him death as well. Until there will be only Allah. Every single thing will have tasted death. Every single thing will have tasted death. And then Allah will call out, and I'll do it on my own words. Allah will call out and he will say, where are all? He said, who? For who is dominion today? Who is the master today? Who is the king? Who is the ruler? And Allah will say, where are, in my own words, Allah will say, where are all the bad boys? Where are they today? Where are those who thought they were special because they had a BMW? Where are those who thought they were special because they had a piece, or they were drug dealers, or they spent a few hours in the gym and they thought they were something special? Allah will ask. Allah will ask, where are all the tyrants? Jababira. Where are all the zalims who did zulm on their wives, who did zulm on other people, who ate the wealth of yatims, who had no consideration for their neighbor? Allah will ask, where are they? Who is kingdom for today? And that day, kingdom will be solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But on the day of judgment, when the sun is at a distance, when the floor is made out of steel, when people will be drowning in their own sweat, there will be these youngsters who will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, out of those seven young people who will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a shab nasha'a fi ibadatillah, a young boy, a young man who grew up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saw his friends loafing around, he saw his friends whining, dining, womanizing, but he feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he did not follow these people. He followed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a real man. A real man is not that person who follows society. A real man is he who can hold his own. When he sees the drug dealers, easy money, sell a few packets here and there, People will respect you because people are mad nowadays. People are lost in nowadays. They will respect those people who destroy society. And that shows how low the Muslims have become. And Allah, and He will sell a few packets, have a big car, and you see this and you say, yeah, I want to be like that as well. Easy. Don't have to do much. Just destroy a few homes. Just all you do is sell a bit of heroin, a bit of crack. Destroy a few families. That's all you have to do. At least you have a big car. Because don't really care about anybody else. As long as my wallet's loaded. People have come to the state that they will even respect you for this. But this youngster will say, no. Oh Allah, when I was a youth, I worshipped you. And he will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day where there will be no shade besides the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on that day, let me tell you, a youngster who will be under that shade. He was in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His name was Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. Mus'ab ibn Umair. You must understand, Makkah was the center of the Arab Peninsula, of that part of the Arab Peninsula. And Makkah was the center place. It was, you could say, the London of England. And the man who would set the trends in Makkah, the fashion trends, was Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu. He was a young man, his parents were very wealthy. And he would set the trend. The clothes that he would wear would be the fashion of the time. They would say that when Mus'ab ibn Umair would go through the street, we would know after he had gone, after half an hour had passed, because you could smell the sweet fragrance that he would wear. Everybody followed his trend. But then a time came, he embraced Islam. A young man, he embraced Islam and he sat at the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him about Islam. And then when he migrated to Medina, the narrations mentioned the same Mus'ab ibn Umair once came to the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw his clothes. And he had his old tatty clothes on. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam began to cry. And he said, I swear by Allah, I never saw anybody in Makkah who had better clothes than Mus'ab ibn Umair. And on another occasion, Mus'ab ibn Umair came to the gathering of the Prophet ﷺ and his clothes barely covered his body. And the Sahaba, they all put their heads down because his hair barely covered it, his clothes barely covered his body. And they all put their heads down. And the Prophet ﷺ said, look at Mus'ab ibn Umair. I saw him in Makkah. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, you will remain in this poor state until a time will come. You will defeat the Romans and the Persians. And the Sahaba said, O Messenger of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, then you will wear one clothes when going, another clothes when coming. And the Sahaba asked, O Messenger of Allah, will we be better then, or are we better today when we have no clothes? And the Prophet ﷺ said, your deen and your iman and your Islam and your status by Allah is better now than then. It's better now than then. And then a time came that Mus'ab radiallahu anhu fought on the battle of Uhud. And the narrations mention that Ibn Qumayyah came and he cut off his one hand and he was holding the flag. And then he cut off his other hand and he held it between his chest. And then he hit him in the chest and he passed away. And after the battle, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by the man who set the trends in Makkah, set the trends in that area. The Prophet ﷺ walked past Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu anhu, and he saw him, and the Prophet ﷺ stopped there and he said, I swear by Allah, I never saw anybody in Makkah who had better clothes and more softer hair than Mus'ab ibn Umair. And he said, Mus'ab, I see you today. He said, I see you today lying in front of me. Your hair are unkempt. And you only have one sheet. That's all they had to bury him in. And that's why when Abdul Rahman ibn, and then the Prophet ﷺ recited the verses, from the believers are those men When they promise Allah, they fulfill their promise. And Muslim ibn Umair was from amongst them, the Prophet said. And this is why Abdurrahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu, they bought him some food when he was going to open his fast. And when he saw the nice food, he began to cry. He began to cry. And he said, Mus'ab ibn Umair was better than me. And he was buried in one sheet. And he said, Hamza was better than me. And he was buried in one sheet. And the narrations mentioned that he cried until the food went cold. And Khubab ibn Irt radiallahu anhu would remember Mus'ab, this young man. And he would say that we did hijrah. We migrated with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we attained our reward. And there was from amongst us who died before they got any of the dunya. What did he mean by this statement? Who was Khubab? Let me tell you who Khubab was. Khubab was a person who was a slave who embraced Islam. When he embraced Islam, his master was the woman. She used to heat up rods and place it upon his head. And then she would tell him, denounce Islam. But he would remain firm. She should place it upon his head and he will remain firm. And upon occasion, what they did to him is that they made him lie upon hot coal. Can you imagine hot coal? Until the skin of his back began to melt. And they said, denounce your religion. And he said, no. They said, denounce your religion. And he remained firm. And upon occasion, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu said, oh Khubab, show me your back. And when he saw Khubab's back, he said, I swear by Allah, I've never seen a back like this in my life. Khubab, when Islam spread, he would cry. When Islam spread and they became rich, he would cry. And he would say, it looks like Allah is rewarding us for all our efforts in this dunya. All our efforts, we are being rewarded in this dunya. And this is why when he said, remember Mus'ab ibn Umair, he was saying that this young man passed away, he left this dunya before having any of these worldly things, but his reward was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His reward was by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, my dear respected youngsters, if you remain in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, you will be under the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let me tell you, on that day, besides your actions, nobody is going to help you. You know how much your moms love you? You know how much your dad love you? You know how much they love you? On the day of judgment, the Prophet ﷺ said, there will be one person who will need just one action to enter into Jannah. One deed to enter into Jannah. They will place his on the scales. And he will only need one action to go into Jannah. But he won't have this action. So he will think, he will say, who can I go to? Who will give me this one action? And it will come to his mind, let me go to my mother. And he will decide to go to his mother. He will say, my mother, she loved me. There was no man, no person on this earth who loved me more than my mother. If I was...